做主工人的品格。李定武牧师主讲第三讲，基督徒的品格，勇气。今天的经文记载在《使徒行传》23章11节。当夜，主站在保罗旁边说：“放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。”经文读毕。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们想思想一个信息。
I'd like to meditate with you upon an issue.
是一个基督徒有关基督徒的品格。
This pertains to the character of a Christian.
这个品格就是勇气的那个品格。
This is a character of courage.
我们打开圣经，我们来看一节圣经。
Let's now turn to scriptures.
是《使徒行传》第二十三章第十一节。
Let's read from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 23:11.
我们找到这节之后，让我来念一下。
So once we find the place, let us read together.
使徒行传第二十三章十一节，我们一同来读。
Acts 23:11 together.
当夜，主站在保罗旁边说：“放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。”我们先来低头做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们赞美你。当我们一同来敬拜你，读你的话语，来思想你话语的时候，你的灵就在我们中间动工，引导我们进入到真理，加给我们每一个人所需要的一个品格，靠主能够壮胆，有这个勇气。听我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。基督徒一项重要的品格就是勇气。
An important character of a Christian is courage.
这不是指我们与生俱来的就有的那个勇气。
It does not mean that we would inherently have this courage.
而是当一个人的生命改变了之后，依靠主而有的那个勇气。
But rather, this is a courage that you receive after a change in your life.
勇气的定义就是靠主壮胆。
So in Christian principles, courage means to take on courage by the grace of God.
21世纪的信徒受到了很多的挑战。
The Christian in the 21st century has a lot of challenges.
我们受到一个后现代潮流的冲击。
We are now being attacked by postmodernism.
后现代潮流是包括了几种的主义，而对我们有深刻的影响。
Postmodernism has many concepts that contribute to it.
第一种是自我主义。
First is what you call individualism.
这种追求个人目标的这种主义，使我们胆怯而不敢为主能够壮胆。
So as you pursue your own individual goals, you are afraid to do it for the Lord.
另外还有那种受害的心态。
There is another one called victimism.
不愿意改变，怕自己受害。
You don't want to change because you're afraid to become a victim.
因此基督徒失去了勇气。
Therefore, a Christian loses courage.
还有一种是我们的情绪作祟。
There is the other one which is called emotionalism.
我们只顺着感觉而做，而不顾到真理。
We do it according to our emotions. We don't do it according to truth.
因此基督徒不敢为主做见证。
Thus, a Christian dare not testify for God.
还有是相对主义。
There is the other one called relativism.
因此我们放下了真理，一切都觉得是相对的。
We depart from the truth and look upon everything else as relative to each other.
因此我们受到了同济的压力，而不敢为了主的工作而我们大胆。
Therefore, we seek consensus. We are afraid to be courageous for God.
还有一种叫做自主义。
There is another one called autonomism.
没有真正的向神过一种向神的生活。
You don't lead a holy life.
还有我们当然是现实主义。
There's also the presentism.
我们先拿到了，先得快乐了之后再讲。
You want to seek your own happiness first. We'll deal with other things later.
当然我们知道物质主义一直是我们的干扰。
And there's also the issue of materialism that has been a Christian's enemy. You are pursuing your own comforts and enjoyment and you ignore the truth.
因此, 21世纪的信徒很难操练出来有那个勇气。
Thus, a 21st century Christian is in a difficult state.
为主能够壮胆来侍奉而做见证。
That is to take courage for the Lord to testify and to evangelize.
没有原则, 不顾真理, 没有勇气。
A Christian is lacking in principles and lacking in courage.
今天我们所读到的这句经句,
so as we read in this particular text, we see the Apostle Paul in a different situation. When his life was at risk,
但是他有勇气,
but he has courage. His courage was not his natural born instinct of courage,
乃是生命改变了之后,
but rather the courage after his life has changed through the Holy Spirit.
当他在生命为难的时候,
when in times of adversity,
圣经里面这样讲,
the Bible tells us,
当夜主站在保罗的旁边说,
it says, on the night immediately following, the Lord stood at his side,
放心吧,
and said, take courage.
你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证,
and for as you have solemnly witnessed for me in Jerusalem,
也必怎样在罗马为我做见证,
so you must witness at Rome also.
放心吧,
he says, take courage.
这个字也可以翻译成要有勇气。
That really means to take on courage.
或再次讲,
or in other words, to continue to have courage. This is a command.
主站在保罗的旁边,
the Lord stood by the apostle's side and said, it's okay, but you take courage.
主在地上侍奉的时候也常常用这种语气来劝勉门徒们。
As the Lord was in his ministry on earth, he also counseled his disciples like the same.
今天早上的信息的中心是什么?
So what is the focus of our message this morning?
中心就是主赐勇气。 给他的子民为他做见证,
that the Lord gave the courage to his own disciples so that they can go and testify and evangelize.
他们能够胜过环境为主做工,
so that the disciples can overcome the situation and be able to testify.
神的子民对勇气这个品格应当有什么样的认识呢?
So what should we as Christians know about courage?
基督徒对勇气至少应当有三方面的认识跟操练。
A Christian should know at least three things about courage and be trained accordingly.
神的子民对于这个勇气, 我们至少三方面, 第一方面要明白主赐勇气的原因是什么。
A Christian should understand why did God give courage.
第二方面, 我们要把握主赐勇气的那个确据。
The second condition is to be assured of that courage.
第三方面, 你跟我在平常生活上要操练主对我们勇气上的要求。
The third is to practice the demands of God's courage.
那我们先看, 第一方面,我们要明白主赐勇气的原因是什么。
Let us look at the first condition, that is the reason as to why God gave courage.
我们再看第11节。
Let's look at verse 11.
主说,放心吧,你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证,也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。
The Lord said, take courage, for as you have solemnly witnessed for me in Jerusalem, so you must witness at Rome also.
什么是主赐勇气的原因?
And what is the reason for the courage?
主赐勇气的原因是叫你跟我为主做见证。
God gave the courage to you and me so we can testify.
你看这句话, 为我做见证两次在这一句里面出现。
Here the word to solemnly witness has been repeated.
主要我们跟随他的人。
So God demands those who follow him,
可以靠着耶稣基督的能力能够战胜恐惧。
By the grace and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can stand and not take fear.
因为能够战胜恐惧, 因此我们有勇气替主做工。
So when you can overcome fear, then you will have the courage to do the work.
今天21世纪的基督徒不敢 为着主而站出来。
The 21st century Christian today is afraid to take a stand.
不要再讲为主做见证。
We don't even have to talk about witnessing for Christ.
不要再讲为主受苦。
We are not talking about suffering for the Lord.
或者为主把自己放在一个地位上是容易受到攻击受到伤害的地位。
Or to be attacked and persecuted for the Lord.
所以你跟我必须要明白，主赐勇气是为了叫我们能够做成主工。
Therefore, we understand that God gave us the courage so that we can do His work and His ministry.
我们可以再细的来看，从两个方面看主赐勇气的原因。
We could further look at two reasons why He gave courage.
第一方面，他要鼓励我们为主做工。
The first reason is to encourage us to do the work.
第二方面，他要加力量给我们为他做见证。
The second facet is to give us the strength to witness.
我们来先看他给保罗鼓励保罗的例子为主做工。
Let's look at the encouragement aspect.
我们再看第十一节。
Verse 11.
你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必在罗马为我做见证。
Just as how you witnessed in Jerusalem, so do you witness in Rome.
这句话代表了主借的这句话来鼓励保罗，肯定保罗他在耶路撒冷的侍奉是对的。
Therefore, this is actually the Lord encouraging, affirming.To the apostle that his work in Jerusalem was right.
保罗在耶路撒冷的侍奉受到了很多的难阻，很多的苦难。
Because the apostle Paul was persecuted, he had a lot of suffering in Jerusalem.
这些苦难我们要讲不是他自己的过失而引来的。
And these persecutions is not because of his own fault.
也不是因为他不清楚神的旨意到耶路撒冷而受的苦难。
And it is not because he was unclear as to God's intention.
他知道这是神的旨意，他要去耶路撒冷。
He was clear that God wanted him to minister in Jerusalem.
但是他在侍奉上在耶路撒冷受到这样的困难，生命这样的危险。
And yet, in the course of his ministry in Jerusalem, he was persecuted. His life was put at risk.
弟兄姐妹们，神的仆人在侍奉上知道神的旨意，但是同样的也会受到很多的苦难。
God's servant knew what God's will was, and yet he was persecuted in Jerusalem.
当神的仆人在苦难中侍奉的时候，他需要鼓励。
And when he was working in adversity, he needed affirmation and encouragement.
这个就最需要的时候，在低潮的时候，在苦难的时候，保罗受到了主耶稣基督的鼓励。
At the lowest point, as the tide ebbed, that was when he needed encouragement.
主鼓励，怎么样的鼓励他呢？
So in what form did he encourage?
你在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也要以后在罗马为我做见证。
This is how you witnessed in Jerusalem, so you will witness in Rome.
表示说你在耶路撒冷做了见证，我以后同样的要用你在罗马做见证。
In other words, what you're doing in Jerusalem, you're witnessing Jerusalem, we want to use the same thing that you're doing there in Rome.
表示说你现在做的工作是对的，是我的旨意。
In other words, what you're doing in Jerusalem is right and it is my will.
我相信保罗得到鼓励。
And I'm sure Paul was encouraged.
很多保罗的朋友认为保罗不应当去耶路撒冷，知道他会受苦。
Because Paul's colleagues thought that it was wrong for him to go to Jerusalem.
保罗清楚只听神的话。
But Paul listened to God's words.
靠主壮胆。
And by God's grace, he took courage.
今天我们中间的有多少人肯靠主壮胆走这条不欢迎的道路？
How many of us are willing to take on the courage by God's grace, although the road will be adverse?
今天我们中间有多少的人，你的家人、你的朋友劝你们不要走这条道路？
How many of us, our family members, our colleagues will encourage us not to take on this road?
而你愿意听主的话，坚持走这条道路？
And yet you listen to God's calling and you persevere.
朋友们、弟兄姐妹们，你要靠主壮胆。
Brothers and sisters, you have to take courage by God's grace.
也许今天我们中间的有的已经靠主壮胆走了一条艰难的道路。
Perhaps some of us here have already taken on the courage by God's grace and taken on that road.
你现在面对难处，你现在面对苦难。
You may be facing adversity and suffering.
朋友，你的亲戚跟你讲，我以前告诉你不要走这条道路。
And your relatives and friends will tell you, I've told you time and time again, that's wrong.
这个时候，主来。鼓励保罗的话同样的可以鼓励你。
Just as how the Lord has encouraged Paul, the Lord encourages you today.
这就是主赐勇气的原因。
This is the reason for granting you courage.
鼓励他的仆人。
That is to encourage his servants.
靠主壮胆。
That is to take courage by his grace.
圣经上很多的例子借这个方式鼓励他的仆人。
There are many examples where the Lord encourages his servants that way.
施洗约翰在监狱里面面对死亡。
When John the Baptist was facing death.
他需要主对他的肯定。
He needed a confirmation from the Lord.
马太福音第十一章里面，主借了跟他门徒讲的话，你去回去告诉施洗约翰。
In Matthew 11, Jesus then through his disciples conveyed the message to John the Baptist.
我相信
I'm sure that John the Baptist was encouraged. Therefore, he had the courage to face death.
那个利亚,
Elijah.
那个利亚被那个皇后耶洗别逼迫逃亡,
when he was being persecuted by Queen Jezebel.
他逃到了何烈山的山洞里面,
when he had to run and take refuge in a mountainous cave.
这时候神的话临到他鼓励他,
at that time, the word of God came as an encouragement.
神的仆人,
God's servant was hiding in a cave.
不像一个有勇气的人,
he did not need a courageous man.
不像他在多少天之前所做的有勇气的事情面对那个巴利这些那些先知们。
He was not recalling a few days ago how he met and dealt with the prophets of Baal.
神鼓励他说你出来。
So God encouraged him by saying, you come out.
站在山上,
you stand on top of the mountain in my presence.
弟兄姐妹们,
dear brothers
and sisters,
the 21st century Christian needs courage.
21st century传道人更需要有勇气。
The 21st century evangelist and preacher need it more.
今天很多的传道人失望,
there are many preachers today who are discouraged and who have failed.
躲在神的山,
and they have now hidden away from the world and gone into the mountainous cave. We need to understand why did God give the courage.
主跟以利亚讲,
this is how God spoke to Elijah, God is speaking to all of us.
你出来站在山上,
get out of that cave, stand on top of the mountain.
在我的面前,
stand in my presence.
靠主壮胆,
in other words, to take on courage by the grace of God.
鼓励为主做工,
to encourage to do God's work.
那另外一方面,
the other aspect is to give you strength to witness.
第十一节讲,
in verse 11,
也必在罗马,
also in Rome.
我想保罗听到这句话的话,
I'm sure when Paul heard this, he was encouraged.
罗马是保罗一生要去的地方,
because Rome was his ultimate destination.
保罗去到了雅典,
where after he went to Athens,
下一个目标就是罗马,
his next goal was Rome.
他要把福音带到了当时的罗马帝国的中心的中心,
he wanted to bring the gospel to the heart of the Roman Empire.
所以当初跟他讲, 你怎样在这里为我做见证, 我也要以后送你到罗马为你做见证。
So when Paul heard how the Lord said, just as you testified for me in Jerusalem, so will you do it in Rome.
这不单单是鼓励, 这是加力的, 给他说你要在罗马为我为主做见证,
this was not only an encouragement but also a re-strengthened reinforcement that you will testify in Rome.
主赐勇气, 给他的仆人做更大更难的事情,
and God gave him the strength to do something even more difficult.
主告诉他的仆人说, 你的工作还没有完毕,
God was telling his own disciples saying your work is not done.
对传道人来讲, 工作没有完毕的时候,
so for a preacher, when the work is not finished,
主赐勇气叫他继续地向前走,
God gave him the courage to walk forward,
为我做见证,
to testify for me.
做见证这几个字是使徒行传一个要字, key word.
The word testify is a key word in the Acts.
8次出现在使徒行传里面,
8 times you see it in Acts.
这个字也是四福音中间的一个重要的一个字,
this is also the focus of the Synoptic Gospels.
约翰福音里面出现14次,
in John it appears 14 times.
这个字的动词, 单单在约翰福音里面出现了33次,
as a verb, this word in John appeared 33 times.
英文这个字, 英文的这个寻道这个字就从做见证的原文那个字来的,
the word in English is actually from searching.
这个字就代表了准备为主做见证到死而为止, 寻道,
that is to testify to the death, that is to pay the ultimate sacrifice, to be martyred,
to be martyred,
sorry,
为主耶稣讲, 凡为我伤掉生命的必得到生命,
because Jesus said whoever gives his life for me will find life.
为主做见证就是为了主上吊生命。
That is, to testify for the Lord means to be martyred for the Lord.
为我主耶稣讲为我这两个字是世界上找不到更好的一个原因了。
You cannot find a better reason than for me.
为我这两个字跟十字架是一个钱币的两面。
The words for me are the front and back of the cross.
为我世世代代几千年下来多少人 为主寻道就是两个字，为了主。
The two words for me are the motivational force for generations of martyrs.
为我是一个不可抗拒的因素。
For me is something that you cannot defend against.
一个值得忠心至死的一个原因，为了主。
It is a principle that is worthy of a lifelong sacrifice and martyrdom.
为我这个字，这列的原因也是一个永恒的投资。
For me is also an eternal, everlasting investment.
你跟我如果为了自己，为了自己的利益的话，我们没有勇气。
If you are doing it for your own self, you will have no courage.
但是为了主这个最大的原因，我们有勇气。
However, for the Lord, you will have the ultimate courage.
为主做工，我们靠着主的能力，我们有大胆。
To do God's work and by His grace, we take courage.
弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们要认识。
We need to recognize and understand the reasons for giving courage.
他鼓励，他加力。
To encourage, to reinforce.
我们再看第二方面，我们必须要认识的。
The second aspect we need to understand.
就是要把握主赐勇气的那个确据。
We need to have the assurance of His giving the courage.
我们要把握住这个确据之后，才能做我们随时的帮助。
Because once we have that assurance, that it could be our immediate help at any time.
我们看第十一节。
Verse 11 again.
当夜主站在保罗的旁边说：“放心吧。”
It says that night. Immediately following, the Lord stood at his side and said, You rest assured.
圣经在这边讲，当夜主站在保罗旁边，立即站在保罗的旁边。
It said here that on the night immediately following, the Lord stood at his side.
你跟我要把握这个确据，我们呼求神的时候，他立即在我们的旁边。
You need the assurance that when you call upon the Lord, that He will be at your side immediately.
立即得勇气的那个保证。
And this is an assurance that you will receive the courage right away.
我们看到在使徒行传这。 23章11节讲到这个保罗当时的处境。
You will see in verse 11 the circumstance of the apostle.
他是在一个很危险的一个处境。
His life was in danger.
他是在公会的面前。
He was standing in front of the Sanhedrin.
被这些人几乎要撕碎了。
And he was about to lose his life before the council.
而且引起了这些犹太人要同谋要杀掉他。
So all the Jews are now gathering, conspiring to kill him.
你可以想到你跟我处在保罗那个处境的心情。
Can you imagine if you and I were to be in apostles' state?
四面受敌。
That we have enemies surrounding us.
一定在一个低潮中间。
So for sure we will be at the lowest point of our lives.
在那个保罗最危险、最低潮的时候，主耶稣立刻。 站在他旁边帮助他。
At the point when his life was in danger, the Lord was beside him.
主耶稣说，放心吧。And
the Lord said to him, you take assurance.
主当时就跟他讲，你要继续的勇敢下去。He
says, you have to continue to be brave.
圣经上告诉我们，我们的力量从什么地方呢？
The Bible tells us where our strength comes from.
我要向山举目。
I will gaze upon the mountains.
我的帮助从何而来？
Where does my strength come from?
我的帮助
Where does my help come from?
从造天地的耶和华而来。
My help comes from the Lord that created the universe.
靠主壮胆。
And you, by God's grace, you take courage.
所以这个我确据是立即得勇气的保证。
So this assurance gives him the assurance that he will receive the courage right away.
不单单是立即得到主讲话语上的保证。
Not only does he receive the assurance of a spoken word.
而且我们在这边看到十一节讲，当夜主站在保罗旁边。
In verse 11 it says, that evening the Lord stood beside him.
主耶稣临近站在他的旁边保护他。
Actually, the Lord Jesus stood beside the apostle.
我们看到这一句话里面，保罗用了两次。
You'll notice that the apostle used the word stood twice.
但是在提摩太后书4章17节也同样的讲到。
But in 2 Timothy, same thing he talks about it.
当初保罗面对的要寻道在罗马的时候。
When the apostle was now to be martyred for the gospel in Rome.
他自己知道。 他生命要结束的时候。
He knew that his life was going to end.
他将没有人前来帮助。
When there was no one to help him in Rome.
尽多离弃了我。
When everyone has deserted him.
他将唯有主站在我旁边加力量给我。
Because only the Lord stood beside me and gave me the strength.
什么叫做主站在我们旁边？
What do you mean by the Lord standing beside you?
加尔文解释得很好。
It explains it very clearly here.
Calvin.
Explains it. And he gives us a profound explanation. Calvin explains it that the Lord was standing between the danger and the Apostle Paul.
就好像一座大山一样的挡住了这个危险。
It is as great as a mountain that was blocking the danger.
那个凶猛的风暴都被挡住了。
So even the fierce wind was being blocked by the mountain.
当主站在我们跟危险的中间的时候。
So when the Lord stands between you and the danger,
那一切的危险统统。
All the danger dissipates.
有一位神很重用的一个中国的传道人。
There is a servant of God, a Chinese servant of God, who has been greatly used by the Lord.
他有一次对很多的牧师们讲道。
Once he was preaching to a big bunch of pastors.
他要劝这些牧师们、传道人要有勇气。
He want to encourage them to all have courage.
他讲道的时候，他用的口气、用的比喻很强。
And so when he spoke with great eloquence and gave a good example.
他讲我们不是狗，是要像狮子一样。
He says we are not like dogs, but we should be like lions.
他讲我们像丹尼尔，应当像丹尼里一样。
We should be just like Daniel.
丹尼里不是狗，是一个狮子。
Daniel was a lion, he was not a dog.
所以他讲把丹尼一丢丢到狮子坑里面去的时候。
Therefore, when the king threw Daniel into the lion's den.
这些狮子看着看着丹尼里，他也是狮子吗？
So when the lions looked at Daniel, they figured he's also a lion.
所以他不咬他。
So they didn't bite him.
他讲你们这些胆子小的时候，假如像狗的话，一下子狮子就把狗吃掉了。
If you have the courage of a dog and you're thrown into the lion's den, for sure you will be a victim.
啊，这位传道人胆子很大的。
So this preacher was bold.
所以他讲到，就是胆小的传道人都是狗。
He says all of you less courageous are like dogs.
他讲要靠主。要有勇气。
And by God's grace, you have to have courage.
弟兄姐妹们，同工们。
And dear brothers and sisters and colleagues.
我们要把握住主赐勇气的确据。
We need the assurance that God will give us the courage.
我们要知道我们的帮助从何而来。
We have to recognize where our courage comes from.
多少时候我们想到有为难困难的时候，我们想到的帮助是我们周围的人，是我们自己的智慧。
Oftentimes in times of difficulty, we are looking for help from the people around us or perhaps our own intelligence and wisdom.
多少时候我们不知道主站在我们旁边，实际上已经站在我们旁边要帮我们吗？
Oftentimes we fail to recognize that the Lord was already standing right beside us.
因为我们平时没有操练到体会到主同在的感觉。
Because ordinarily we've never experienced His abiding presence.
如果我们平时的时候就操练到主同在的话，
If on ordinary days we do experience and train to sense His presence,
我们更能够把握住那个主赐勇气的确据。
Then we will have this greater assurance of His presence.
啊，圣经上有很多的经文，神的话可以帮助我们。
There are many texts in the Bible that can help us.
圣经上有一句金句，我们叫做是得胜的确据。
There is a particular verse which is called the victory verse.
哥林多前书第十章十三节。
First Corinthians 10:13.
这句话给我了我们得胜的确据。
It gives us the assurance of victory.
这句话里面讲，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路。叫你们能够忍受得住。
In 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide a way of escape also, that you may be able to endure it.
神给我们一个确据，一定是靠了他可以得胜。
God has given us the assurance that through him you will be victorious.
你跟我要平时能够操练，能够把握住主赐勇气的确据。
In our ordinary daily living, do we train to sense His presence, thus gain the assurance?
我们看过了，
We have to understand the reason why God gave the courage.
为主做见证,
that is for you to testify.
他鼓励我们的工作,
he encouraged our work.
他也加力给我们将来的工作,
he will reinforce our future work. We also need the assurance that he will give the courage. We know who is our help.
创造天地的耶和华,
it is the Lord Jehovah who created the universe.
最后我们再来看,
the final condition is that we have to practice the demands of this courage. We have to take courage by His grace. Let's look at verse 11.
主说放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必在罗马为我做见证。
The Lord said, take courage, for as you have solemnly witnessed for me in Jerusalem, so you must witness at Rome also.
我很喜欢这两个字，也必。
I love those words also.
也必这几个字里面讲出来了一个神学思想。
And it brings out a theological concept.
讲到了两方面。
And there, it talks about the two aspects.
一方面讲到了也必就是神的全权，我会全权的保护你在罗马。
Also means that God will protect him in Rome.
怎么样在耶路撒冷救你的命，保护你，同样的在罗马，我也是全权是我的控制之下。
The word also is also a further assurance that just as how the Lord has protected him in Jerusalem, so will the Lord protect him in Rome.
也必讲出了另外一面。
The word also brings out another aspect.
讲出了人的责任。
It talks about the human responsibility.
你在耶路撒冷怎么样的替我做见证，你也要在罗马替我做见证。
This is how you witness in Jerusalem, so you will witness in Rome.
你的工作还没有完。
Your work is not finished.
这是你的责任。
This is your mandate.
你要在罗马做完我的工作。
You will finish your work in Rome.
要求保罗尽上他的责任。
He demands Paul to finish the work.
要求保罗要靠主壮胆的接受挑战。
He demands Paul to take on the courage and walk the path.
什么是战胜这些恐惧的要素?
And what is the factors for him to overcome all of these?
不是在于我们的 跟我们身上跟我们环境周围的人的帮助。
It does not depend upon ourselves or the people around us.
也不是在乎我们这个人对神的信心，对神的盼望，对神的爱心。
It does not depend upon our faith or our hope in the Lord.
因为我们对神的爱心有一天会衰退下来。
Because our loving heart for the Lord one day may wane and wax.
我们对神的盼望有一天会褪色。
Our hope for the Lord may one day change color.
而在乎什么呢?
But what does it depend upon?
在乎平时的时候你能够操练出来神的同在。
It depends upon how you train and practice on a daily basis, and that is what counts.
主要站在我们的旁边,
God will stand beside us at times of adversity.
你能够体会得出来主的同在吗?
But can you sense His presence?
你如果在平安的时候都不能体会他的同在, 你在为难的时候你怎么能够体会得出来他的同在?
If you can't sense His presence at times of peace, how can you sense His presence at times of danger?
从保罗的功课里面, 神要你跟我平时就操练他的同在。
The apostle's lesson here is to teach us that we have to practice on a daily basis.
这是一个战胜恐惧的方法, 是靠主壮胆。
And this is the secret how we can take courage with God.
他的同在他好像山一样的挡住了这个危险。
His abiding presence would be just like a huge mountain to block it.
你能够体会得出来今天他跟你同在吗?
Can you sense His abiding presence today?
弟兄姐妹们，你跟我在平时的时候要操练他的同在。
We need to practice upon sensing the presence.
靠主壮胆的条件，这就是体会他的同在。
And that is part of the condition of taking courage by His grace is to sense His presence daily.
我在几年前到弗兰克福的教会请我去带一个退休会。
A few years ago, I was invited to a Frankfurt church to lead in a series of meetings.
刚好他们的退休会呢, 就去了德国的一个地方，是很有纪念性的一个地方。
And during their particular retreat, we went to a historical German town.
那这个城叫做 Worms.
And this is a town called Worms.
那在这个城，那有一个属灵的伟人做过一件很有勇气的事情。
And within this town, there's a great spiritual personality that did a great deed there.
那天晚上，我住在那个青年旅社里面。
And that evening, I stayed at the conference retreat ground.
斜对面那个教会的面前，就是这个苏联伟人站立在那个地方的一个宣告。
Diagonally across from where I stayed was the chapel wherein this great Christian personality stood.
所以那天晚上，所以我出来走到那个教堂的面前，那个他所站在那个地方，很多的回忆，我以前读到的书上的回忆，通通回来。
So that evening, as I stood in front of that chapel diagonally across, I remembered the many things I read about this event.
我想到了马丁路德。
I think about Martin Luther.
我想到了1521年4月17号那个晚上。
I recalled in 1521 in April.
4月17号那天晚上他到了 Worms 这个城。
On April 17th that night, he arrived at the town of Worms.
那个教王跟所有他的诸侯来见他，要叫人派人见他。
So we have the bishop and all of the feudal lords that came to meet with Martin Luther.
要他明天站在那个教堂面前，也就是市政府的面前做一个宣告。
They wanted Martin Luther to stand before the mayor and the council the next morning.
要做一个宣告，说他四年前的所讲的这些话语，95条攻击教会的话语，通通收回来。
And the demand was upon him to retract the 95 conditions.That he had brought out 4 years ago against the Catholic Church.
那天晚上，他们跟他讲，如果你不把这些以前1517年的宣告拿回来的话呢，你的生命就是在这边要结束。
The ultimatum facing Martin Luther was that if he does not retract the 95 conditions, that he will lose his life the next day.
面对了这种为难的情况
，So when he was faced with this difficult circumstance,
马丁路德那天晚上没有睡觉。
Martin Luther did not sleep that night.
全夜在那里祷告。
That the whole evening he was praying.
全夜祷告的时候，诗篇帮助了他。
And as he was stayed awake that whole evening, the Psalms helped him.
帮助他，他就借了这个诗篇，他就诗篇46篇，他就写了一首诗。
Through Psalm 46, he wrote a hymn.
在你们的诗歌本里面14页里面就是这首诗他当天晚上写的。
And the hymn he wrote could be found in hymn number 14 in our hymnody.
这边讲到坚固保障。
It talks about a mighty fortress.
这边讲到上主是我坚固保障。
It says a mighty fortress is our God.
庄严雄峻。
A bulwark never falling.
永坚强。
Never failing.
上主是我安稳慈航。
Our helper, he amid the flood.
左趁风冲河浪。
Of mortal ills prevailing.
恶魔盘踞世上。
Says, for still our ancient foe.
人魔心波作浪。
It says, doth seek to work us woe.
猖狂狡猾异常。
His craft and power are great.
怒气欲吞万象。
And unarmed with cruel hate.
试问唯他蒙无双。
On earth is not his equal.
马丁路德当天晚上诗篇，神的话语帮助了他。
Martin Luther was helped by Psalm 46 that night.
他写了这首诗歌，他跟神的祷告，神我相信当夜就站在他的危险跟他旁边。
As he wrote the hymn, I'm sure that he could feel God's abiding presence.With him that night.
像一座山一样把他危险给挡住。
Just like a mighty mountain, God stood between him and the danger.
1521年4月18号早上。
In 1521, the April the 18th in the morning.
他在市政府的面前做出了一个很简单的一句宣言。
He stood before the mayor and the council and spoke simply.
他讲我站的立场。
He says, my position is,
我不能改变。
I cannot change.
求神帮助。阿门。
May God help us. Amen.
当他一讲完这句话之后，
When he finished those words,
他准备为主殉道。
He was prepared to be martyred.
就在这个时候，两个诸侯的兵过来，冲过来。
At that time, two feudal lords came and grabbed him.
马上把他抓住之后，
immediately captured him.
一个诸侯叫做智者 Frederick.
One of them was.Feudal lord called Frederick.
一个诸侯叫做勇者 Philip.
The other one is a feudal lord called Philip.
兵马抓住他之后绑架他走了。
They captured him and took him away by horse.
旁边的诸侯这些教会的人以为抓住他之后就要把他绑架，把他处死。
The other feudal lords and the church leaders thought that he was now being taken out to be martyred.
但是神犹大的旨意，这两个诸侯用这个计谋绑架他，给他得到了安全。
However, God had his own particular plan, and that is the two feudal lords kidnapped Martin Luther in order to set him free.
马丁路德改变了宗教。
Martin Luther then changed religion.
靠主壮胆。
By God's grace, he took courage.
今天四百多年，将近五百年，今天我们需要有像马丁路德这样的人。
Today, five centuries later, we need people just like Martin Luther.
跟随主的人要操练靠主壮胆。
And those who follow the Lord need to take courage.
真正壮胆的人不是建立在我的信心。
And those who are truly courageous are not based upon faith.
不是建立在我的盼望。
It is not based upon our own hope.
也不是建立在我对主的爱心上面。
And does not depend upon our love for the Lord.
而是建立在主的身上。
But rather it is based upon the Lord himself.
基督徒要得胜，战胜恐惧。
For a victorious Christian to overcome fear,
要靠主壮胆。
He needs to take courage by God's grace.
他必须明白赐这些勇气的原因是什么。
He needs to understand what is the principles behind and the reasons for giving the courage.
为主做工。
That is to do work for God.
他必须要把握主赐勇气的确据是什么。
He needs to have the assurance as to God's giving this courage.
让神成为我们的帮助。
So that God will be our help.
他必须要平时就操练了。主赐勇气的要求。
And a Christian has to train on a daily basis about his abiding presence and a granting of courage.
靠主壮胆。
That is to take courage by his grace.
马丁路德是个靠主壮胆的人。
Martin Luther was one who took courage by his grace.
你跟我可以跟马丁路德一样。
You and I, we can learn from Martin Luther.
只要我们平常操练主的同在。
So long as we learn on a daily basis as to his presence.
只要我们明白主赐勇气的原因。
So long as we understand the reasons for him giving us the courage.
只要我们能够把握住主赐勇气的确据。
So long as we have the assurance of his courage.
弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
让我们抵挡那个后现代潮流对我们的攻击。
Let us deal with all the attacks of postmodernism.
让我们在我们的家庭，在我们的工作场所，在我们的教会里面，能够为主勇敢。
So that we can take courage in our position in the family, at work, and in church.
靠主壮胆。
That is, we take courage by His grace.
做主耶稣基督的见证。
To be the testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，有像保罗这样的人成为我们的榜样，有像马丁路德这样的人成为我们的榜样，让我们能够愿意像保罗、像马丁路德一样，把我们的生命、我们的主权交在你的手中，平常操练你的同在，靠主我们能够壮胆，做成主的工作。谢谢你的恩典，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
以上节目是由更新传道会制作。